A mine is in the works for the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge near Dillingham. Mining claims were made for the area long before the refuge existed. Now a company called Excess Platinum wants to revise the old platinum mine sites and open some new ones. KDLG's Daisha Eaton explains.
The area Excess has their eye on is on the far southwestern edge of the Togiak Refuge, about 15 miles south of the village of Platinum on the Salmon River that flows into Kuskokwim Bay. As Paul Liedberg, manager of the Togiak Wildlife Refuge, explains, the area was mined before. The previously mined areas of the claim sit on Bureau of Land Management and Chelista Corporation lands. The portion of the claim on refuge lands has never been mined.
This was a mine that existed from, I think in the 30s is when it started, ended operations in the 70s, and it's sort of been start and stop since then. But this is a new company with new money behind it and new technology.
Liedberg acknowledges it is unusual to have a mine in a wildlife refuge. He says there are other refuges that have valid mining claims, but none of them have been on the scale that Excess Platinum is expected to develop. Liedberg says there are about 25 claim sites inside the Togiak National Wildlife Refuge, and he says most of them are along the Salmon River.
And that's a river that, for its size, gets tremendous runs of salmon in it.
Liedberg says protecting those salmon runs is a high priority for the refuge. Jim Fincher, a field manager with BLM, says the project is in the beginning stages, and his offices have not yet received a proposal from Excess. He says the company already has permission to mine sites that were previously mined, but the areas that have never been mined inside the refuge on undisturbed lands will take more time.
For areas of undisturbed claims, particularly on the refuge, what the company is going to have to do is conduct a validity exam to determine that the value of the resources would warrant going in and mining those claims.
Jim Slade, the chief operating officer with Excess Platinum, says his company bought the rights to the claim in 2007. Slade explains a lot has changed since the mine was last active in the 70s. New technology, he says, will enable Excess Platinum to leave a lighter footprint than the former alluvial mining used in the area during the 20th century.
It's an alluvial mine, which is a placer, and of course Alaskans are very familiar with placer mining. It wasn't very efficient in the recovery of the very fine gold and platinum that's available there. So we're bringing in higher grade centrifuges to recover the fines and different methods. No chemicals are being used in this process at all. It's strictly gravity and magnetics for detecting some of the larger particles.
Slade also emphasized that his company is planning to include the restoration of the mining areas along the Salmon River in their plan. Even so, Nicole Whittington Evans, Alaska Regional Director for the Wilderness Society, says she has concerns.
We have concerns hearing about this proposal for the very significant wilderness values and subsistence values that Togiak National Wildlife Refuge is known for.
Whittington Evans says without seeing the actual proposal, she can't comment on specifics, but she says past experience with platinum mines makes the Wilderness Society wary.
We have yet to really see a mining operation of this type that hasn't had impacts on the natural environment around it. And while we can't speak to specifics of this proposal, we have significant concerns about toxic waste as an outcome of this mining venture.
The Togiak National Wildlife Refuge was established in 1980. The refuge is more than 4 million acres and is the fourth largest national wildlife refuge in the U.S. In addition to being the spawning grounds for salmon, the refuge is home to 48 mammal species, more than 200 types of birds, and about 500 different kinds of plants. Excess Platinum says they plan to submit their mining proposal to the BLM by the end of the month. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.